This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If I said there's $1 trillion in student debt floating around out there, would I be over, under, or just about right? That last one would sadly be the answer. Americans of all ages still owe for their educations, but it's an especially heavy load for younger borrowers, which means, naturally, that capitalism has come up with a solution, a New York City startup that's offering an alternative funding model for people at the start of their careers, with one, we should say, quite sizable catch. From WNYC, Ilya Maritz reports.
I got a deal for you. First, think of a career that turns you on. Dream big. Let's say it's directing movies. Awesome. And since you have no experience, let's say you want to learn the craft at NYU Film School, tuition is $46,000. So here's that deal. Some wealthy investors are willing to place a bet on you. They'll give you the cash you need. All you have to do is pay them about 5% of your income every year for the next 10 years.
When you're young, you have a period of initiative, you have energy, you have ideas, you have talent, but you don't have resources.
Salah Hood is co-founder of the New York City startup called Pave.
So it's about connecting those two stages of life between an accomplished backer and a young prospect for the mutual benefit of both.
Notice how he says backer instead of lender and prospect instead of borrower. The investors who put their money into the PAVE program have no guarantee they'll make a profit. They could even lose money. But if you become the next Jerry Bruckheimer, your backers could get rich. Remember, they collect a percentage of the young go-getter's earnings over the course of a decade.
My name is Terrence Ross. I'm a journalist.
Terrence Ross is a new prospect. He's 22, he graduates college this spring, and he wants to be a foreign correspondent. With a total of $20,000 from 8 backers, he plans to travel to Kenya.
To be able to do this now is exciting.
But I wondered, even if he finds a steady job in journalism, he could draw a pretty modest salary. And the contract Terrence Ross signed means he's legally bound to pay 4.5% of his income for the next 10 years. So what makes this different from indentured servitude? I put the question to co-founder Sal Lahoud.
I actually think it's the opposite, in the sense that you are giving young people, you're empowering them with the financial freedom to basically pursue their passions. I think loans, on the other hand, dictate choices.
Because you have to pay all the money back with interest on schedule. In recent years, there have been many attempts to reinvent the way we pay for big things through crowdfunding or peer-to-peer loans. Anya Kamenetz is author of the book Generation Debt. She remembers a lender that connected student borrowers with wealthy funders back in the early 2000s. It was called My Rich Uncle.
Very quickly, the model that they were trying to do, which was like what PAVE's trying to do now, they found that they couldn't make it work financially. So they switched over to a more conventional private lending.
A few years later, My Rich Uncle folded. Kamenetz says PAVE may face similar pressures. There is one thing she likes about the program, though. You can use the money to just get started on your career. You don't have to get a degree.
I remember talking to friends of mine who got MFAs in playwriting, MFAs in novel writing. If only they could have gotten that money just to sit down and make the thing that they needed to make, they would have been much better off. They would have saved a lot of money.
So far, 8 young people are participating. They've each raised between $3,000 and $50,000, and PAVE is looking for more prospects. In New York, I'm Ilya Maritz for Marketplace.